Naturally, the integrity of the adjudications process is dependent upon the idea that security officials are acting without their own improper motivations or biases, Xenakis explained. Ultimately, the question remains whether the president should intervene rather than whether he has the authority to do so. Potential foreign influence is a key factor in decisions regarding security clearance approvals. For Kushner, this poses a significant problem. Trump's son-in-law has built an extensive web of foreign connections, which is now of serious concern to lawmakers, particularly Saudi Arabia. The 38-year-old is known to be close to Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who is alleged to have ordered the murder of Washington Post columnist and Saudi dissident Jamal Khashoggi in Istanbul last year. Last week, Kushner traveled to Saudi Arabia to meet with Salman for the first time since Khashoggi's murder. It is not known what the two discussed, and embassy staff has reported being shut out of meetings during his trip. Last year, Salman reportedly bragged that Kushner was in his pocket after having been given classified information by the president's son-in-law, according to the Post, though the Crown Prince has denied this ever happened. The material allegedly pertaining to wealthy Saudi royals opposed to the ruling regime, many of whom were eventually arrested and allegedly tortured into compliance. Kushner has also built contacts in Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, and China, among other countries, as part of his efforts to finance Kushner companies. Critics have warned such efforts to grow his private business may have had an impact on U.S. foreign policy. Kushner stepped away from day-to-day involvement in Kushner companies after he entered the White House, but the firm unsuccessfully approached Qatar multiple times over potential investment in its deeply indebted flagship property, 666 Fifth Avenue in New York City. At least one pitch took place after Trump took office, according to NBC News. Just weeks after representatives turned away, just weeks after representatives from Kushner companies were turned away once again, the White House came out in support of a Saudi and UAE-led economic and diplomatic blockade on Qatar, launched in protest over Qatar's alleged support of terrorism. Ivanka Trump, too, has foreign business interests. Despite her father's costly trade war with Beijing, the first daughter has secured a number of potentially lucrative trademarks for commercial use in China, covering a wide range of products.